Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pretty soon, Jill?
This week, not next week, maybe the week after. We'll see. We'll see if there's a deal in Congress. If there's no deal, I don't think I'm going to take any time off.
Ugh. They're taking their time on that, aren't they?
I know. I feel so bad. This 30 million people, my God, 30 million people who are receiving unemployment benefits now have $600 less. That is, oof, that is
what are they? What's the current amount? Is it going to be like 200? Is that what I heard?
Well, there's a couple things to think about. Many of the people who are receiving benefits are people who are getting state benefits. And the average state unemployment insurance benefit is about $380 a week.
Okay.
So that's what, so about 20 of the 30 million, that's what they're getting. They're getting that 380. And they lost the $600 extra. For others, there is a federal, there's also unemployment emergency insurance for gig workers, self-employed workers. There's probably another 10 million of those folks. So 30 million total who get the extra $600 a week.
All right.
So the Democrats voted to extend the $600 weekly benefit through the end of the year, and they did that a couple months ago. That was called the HEROES Act. And Republicans came back and said, nah, we don't think we 600 is too much. How about 200? And that was where we had were last week, quite a major league stalemate. And now what's really going to be important this week is to see how quickly everyone can come to their senses and get some deal out. Because, you know, look, 30 million people are not going to get a job. They're just not going to get a job quickly. Yeah. So we need people to actually, we need the Congress to get together, get a plan together, and get some dollars out the door.
Hey, Jill, just a quick question. You know, if you look at the gross amount that are being proposed in either one of the Republican version or the Democrat, there's quite a spread. I mean, I think the Republicans are going for a trillion. I forgot, billions is irrelevant now. Mm-hmm. They're going for a trillion. The Democratic Party was going for 2 or 3 trillion. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in there?
Well, I think if I'm doing the math correctly, 3 minus 1 is 2. Is that right still?
Totally.
I'm just yanking you, man. you know, so, I mean, I think that most economists would say that the spending numbers really have to encompass a couple of big pieces, right? Number one is we've got to get the money out to individuals.
Right.
So whether it's 400, 500, 600, it's got to be somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
The second aspect is helping states. If you look at, for example, the state of Connecticut is already under a huge budget crunch.
Whoa.
And the state itself, if it doesn't get relief from the federal government, is then going to be forced to let people go. And that compounds our initial problem, right?
Yikes.
So we don't want states and municipalities to start laying off people. And then, of course, we know that there has to be some accommodation, probably, for the healthcare industry, for mm-hmm. hospitals, especially municipal hospitals and facilities. They're going to need help. So those are the three big aspects. Can you get that done with $1 trillion? Probably, I guess. There's something. Something's better than nothing. So, you know, will it be a trillion? Will it be 1.5? Will it be 2? I'm not sure. I think the most interesting idea that is starting to really gain some currency is something called the automatic trigger. This was somebody in the who was at the Federal Reserve Board, her name, an economist, Claudia Sahm, said, you know what we should do? We should stop talking about, you know, Congress doing this every time. We should just say when unemployment in a state gets above blank percent, then here's the extra money that that gets poured out. I think that makes a lot of sense because then we stop having this going back to the well, that we have an automatic trigger. state, if the state unemployment rate in Connecticut is 12%, you get $600 a week extra. When it falls to 8%, maybe it's $400. But that there is something that's automatically, So I think that's really, really important. So that to me is sort of a really good way to get the politics out of this.
By the way, you hear Jill every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. Jill on Money, plus you can go to her blog and her website, jillonmoney.com. And she even has a newsletter she'll be more than happy to send to you. And you can email her, and she'll send you an answer. How nice you are. Jill, let's talk about, you know, some of the other things that, on a more personal level, that 600 is pretty personal. But what about, you know, some people, you're retired, you're wondering what to do with the money. The market has been, what, sideways, would you say? That's a safe thing to say?
No, I think I would say the market's been going straight up. It's incredible that you know, we are 7 months into a pandemic, and this year the S&P 500 is up on the year.
Some days, though, you see, you know, a big drop, like 2%, 3%, and then it's right back up again or beyond.
Yeah, I mean, that's volatility, and we are, you know, existing in a world, a volatile world for markets, for financial markets. You know, I think that obviously the companies that are doing really well are technology companies. Right now, the NASDAQ composite is up almost 20% on the year, which is unbelievable. And the bond market actually has also done quite well. It's been a good year to be a diversified investor, frankly. If you had some money in cash, some money in stocks, some money in bonds, some money in commodities, you probably had a pretty, you're having a good year, and the ride isn't quite as dicey. So I think it would be great if people could really embrace that, as opposed to say, you know, I got a nice caller from a email from a young person out there who had some extra money and said, you know, I just want to buy the NASDAQ. And I'm like, well, you mean after it's gone up 20%? I mean, really? It's fine to make it part of your portfolio. I'm not a market timer, but boy, you missed the boat on that. And so same with gold. You've really missed the boat. If you think you're going to jump in now and get the same returns, you're not. So stick to the diversified portfolio. You know why? Because it works.
You know, the weird thing was, seriously, a lot of people, at least I haven't, hadn't been paying attention to gold. It's gone crazy.
Yeah, gold is crazy. And, you know, it's funny. I'm an old gold trader, but that was my first job on Wall Street. I was a gold, silver, and copper options trader.
Ooh.
And that was my very, very first job. And I was on the floor of the Commodities Exchange, which does not exist anymore. But it is, it's very dangerous, you know. So the reason why it's dangerous is if you think the stocks are volatile, wait till you get to a commodities market. Look, over the long term, gold has not been a great investment. It just hasn't been.
No.
The reason is that essentially gold is used as like a panicky kind of investment. Like when the world is going crazy, then you buy gold. And so obviously when the world is amid a pandemic, gold was the beneficiary of that. I can't say that I feel comfortable telling people you should be in gold now and forever, but it was, you know, if you wanted to put a small piece of your portfolio in gold as the, you know, futures are up at $2,000 an ounce, boy, that's really
high.
Been an
that's
amazing
really
bet.
Incredible. It worked well for the bunkers back in the 80s.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the Hunt boys. Okay, we've got to get out of here, Jill. But listen, if you do want some advice, and you have a couple of things posted on the website, jillonmoney.com, which basically you discuss kind of diversification and what you should do. And, you know, it's always there. And, well, you're always there, Jill, and that's nice. Except if you go on vacation, which you may do.
Except if, God willing, they should have some deal, and then I can go on vacation.
Okay. All right, Jill, thanks.
Take care.
Talk to you next week, maybe. All right, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon, assetstrats.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.